On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will travel to Mankato this weekend. Jordan George with us, set up the game-winning goal last Saturday. Did you ever expect to get a 3-on-1 and a 4-on-4 with Sam Rendell in the middle?
No, I mean, that was definitely a surprise when I looked up and I saw it was Sammy driving the net there, but you could just tell his determination and how bad he wanted to open up a lane there, and he got rewarded there.
You guys have played great the first two periods now for weeks. What's happened in the third?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something that we got to fix pretty quick here. Our team, we seem to get a lead early, and then some reason the third period we do bad mistakes, bad penalties, and you know what? We let teams back in the game, and you know what? That's going to come back to haunt us. We were fortunate enough Saturday night, but we got to tighten that up.
After you've won now on Saturday, do you look back and go, man, could have got four there instead of just three, and you start getting a little greedy?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a must at home. I mean, 4 points you're shooting for at home ice, and on the road you split. But, yeah, it's definitely disappointing to get a tie Friday night. That way, you know, a point in this league makes a huge difference, as you know how tight the standings are. So, you know what, we can't dwell on it. We just got to look forward to next week and try to get four in Mankato.
You've been a couple of weeks now since you scored your 50th. You've been over 100 points for a long time. If I'm remembering the numbers correctly, there's no current players that have 50 goals or 100 points. It's a lead company. Have you even thought of it, or is that something you think about once the career comes to an end?
You know, it's a little bit I think about it, but more it'll hit me when my career ends. Right now, I'm just trying to focus on our team goal here, trying to get home ice. You know, we got to try to get points every weekend. And, you know, I'm just trying to chip in and do the things that I can control and do the things that I do well and help this hockey team get to that goal.
How different was it without Ben?
It's definitely different, you know, playing with Ben for 2 years. I mean, he opens up a lot of room out there. He knows how to lug the puck real well down low, and he can find you. But, you know, Jubenville and Bohm was a nice fit for us, but, you know, Ben was definitely missed.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Chelsea.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.